theoretically possible.
Why waste time?
But it doesn't make any sense.
Discovery Houston, press to ATO.
3, 2, 1. Welcome back.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. I like that intro.
Jinx.
I'm going to keep that one going.
I know.
Yeah, so how are you doing, honey?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks. I am excited to talk to my young lady about the experience of, I don't know, are we getting old now? I don't even know. I feel like we're kind of getting old, but I guess we're also young. I mean, age is based on how you're perceiving it.
Yeah,
but
very true.
I do feel as though maybe this is a transformative time of our life where we're seeing kind of like a lot of individuals get older much faster.
Yeah.
And then a lot of individuals maybe are into like holding on to being really young.
Mm.
And I'm trying to find like this pro and con situation and trying to evaluate our stuff.
Yeah, I think that the everyone thinks about this.
I think
you know, and it's definitely on top of your mind the older you get. It's just
right.
How does it feel like getting older?
Yeah.
And I've always had this perspective that I actually love getting older.
Yeah.
I feel like every year has gotten better.
Well, you love certain aspects of getting older.
Yes, I do. That's true. Well, I think that, you know, I don't want to be 20 something again,
right,
ever again. Like I'm very I'm happier now with who I am and where I'm at. And it just comes with, I think that kind of comes with time.
Yeah.
And every year, I mean, I think that if you're really living life, you know, the life the way that you really, really want to. Yeah. I mean, there's ups and downs every single year that goes by. I mean, a year is just like a man-made construct of like time that we've actually established for ourselves. Like this is one, you know, whole trip around the sun,
right?
You know, every year it's the same day,
but time does go much faster as you get older.
It feels that way
when you get older, you know, and I'm only saying that based on the amount of time you've lived. And you can see like what a year is a percentage of the whole time you've been alive versus like a first grader.
Yeah.
You know,
very true. Well, it does. I mean, there are pros and cons of getting older for sure. I would say, but let's be realistic, even though I take the more optimistic
perspective. Let's go with the number one pro. Like, what are you looking forward about getting older, honey?
Well, I just feel like more experience, more wisdom. I mean,
let's break that down. Yeah. Like, what do you mean exactly?
I like the excitement of the potential of, you know, my future self of like, you know, I mean, I've never really been to, there's so many countries in Africa I've never been to, you know, I feel like I'll be very different once I've experienced that kind of culture, you know, like I feel like there's still so much more to experience in this world. And to me, that's the exciting part is like, okay, there's no way I know everything. Like life isn't over yet,
right?
You know, like there's still so much that could happen.
Right.
There's going to be, you know, good and bad along the way.
So are you saying like you're grateful to be getting older because then more of those types of opportunities will be available for you because
maybe
you don't have so much that maybe you're locked into or, you know, that you're incapable of doing because you don't have the resources to do so?
Maybe, or maybe it's just a more of an appreciation for every year that goes by of like the potential that every year can possibly have, you know. I feel like when you're younger, at least when I was younger, it was all about like, you got to get there really fast. You got to get to the highest level. You got to go.
Like that all the time.
I still feel that way too. But I mean, I'm at least enjoying the journey a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like before it was like, I was very insecure about, you know, I mean, how I was performing relative to other people. I mean, that still does play a big effect. You know, I think in everyone's life, it's something that you kind of can't avoid in some ways, but
we try to block it out.
Well, the more practice you have in blocking it out, the more you're just,
okay, so
you know,
that's a good one.
Maybe
I like
it's
that.
Practice.
So
yeah.
Practicing blocking out the noise becomes easier as you get older.
Because you just do it more often.
And in doing so, it ensures that you're staying true to who you are and focusing on what's most important to you.
Yeah, and that feels
better.
That's
a pretty good positive of getting older.
Right?
I like that one.
Because, I mean, at least you have focus.
Yeah.
You don't feel like you're... I mean, I don't know, the younger, at least when I was younger, I just felt like I was kind of all over the place. I could go this, do this, do this, do this.
Mm-hmm.
I still feel like there's an endless potential, but I do feel like you're able to refine it down a little bit more, a little bit more.
Yeah.
But there's still so much potential out there. And I feel like, unfortunately, what happens this is something that people feel like there are aspects about getting older that aren't actually there. We just kind of create them, whether it's like a societal or cultural or like our own barrier. Like, I think especially for women, like, you know, there's a certain age where you're not going to have a kid anymore, right? You're not, your body's not going to be able to produce.
Yeah.
And so there's kind of like that pressure there that I feel like some women feel like they got to choose, and they have a certain time frame to choose whether or not they're going to do it, right? But I think that that happens a lot, you know, like when you're 35 or 40 and you want to change career paths, you're like, oh man, no one's going to want someone my age. They're going to want someone younger. Well, why? Who cares? Just, you know, like I think there are a lot of things that people restrict themselves from. And maybe sometimes that's a good thing. And sometimes that's something that's not such a good thing to be listening to, you know, in terms of age holding you back. Even when you're younger too, like, oh wait, no, I shouldn't pursue this because I don't have this experience.
Yeah.
You know, go for it.
You're bringing up another good point is the experience that we have gained has been 34 years of experience.
Yeah.
That's a lot of experience. Well, technically, if you really break it down, I mean, I kind of feel like certain times of our life, we can't really give it too much credit of being experienced. Like, am I going to give my all the way up to middle school life experience? So you eliminate those age all the way, what is that, to like 13 or 14? Yeah. Like, no, you're just like growing, you know, you're just a little being.
Yeah.
But when you get, I guess, to high school, and then if you get the opportunity and go to college or you start getting that work experience, that's when you're starting to really refine yourself a lot more and figuring out who you are and what's most important to you.
Yeah, very true. Well, I think that, I mean, the one thing that we haven't talked about though is with age, like, does come physical limitations too.
Yeah. And so now we're getting into the cons.
This is the cons, I think, of,
we'll go back and forth.
Yeah, I think we will probably go back and forth. But I mean, for sure, when you get older, you start really seeing, like, yeah, changes in your body. I mean, specifically your metabolism. And if you're not, you know, constantly working out, you know, how
it's a lot of work.
It takes a long time to get back into shape. A lot longer than it did like maybe 10 years ago.
And I hate push-ups. I don't know if I've always hated push-ups or if it's just something that like I now really, really hate.
Yeah.
But they're not fun at all. I wonder if I had a gym, if I'd be like super fit. Sometimes I like to think like, oh yeah, dude, if you had a gym in your apartment, you'd be ripped, dude. Yeah. Shredding it. You'd look like a rock, dude.
I don't know about that, babe.
Sometimes I think that, though.
Well, you know what I think, too, though? And this is just something, like, just random I just thought of. It's like, I feel like adult working out sucks. Like, it's not fun, you know? It's not like, it's like something you gotta, you know, if I want to be successful, I gotta wake up at 4:30 in the morning, and I gotta go for a run, I gotta go to the gym, because everyone
Peloton
else does.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, this isn't fun. Like, no, this is like a job. This is something that you do so that you, like, yeah, live longer. There are good benefits for it and stuff like that. But I also feel like I miss the days of sports. And dude, like, how I never worried about my weight ever. And now this is like, you know, but I was playing sports every day.
Yeah.
Like, I was always out and about. And like that feeling you get from exercising after you've practiced a sport,
right,
that's like so much better than after a run. You know, it just feels different.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I do feel like we've tried to figure out how to participate in the type of exercise that makes it as much of a game or a sport as possible.
Yeah.
So whether it's like paddleball on the beach, which I used to think was like really great exercise, but now I'm like, I don't even know if that's enough. I need to be I need my heart rate to be way the heck up there. Hate running. Tennis has been our new thing, and that's been really fun. But at the same time, I don't feel like I'm gaining any muscle. And I don't even know if I'm losing that much fat from running around on a tennis court.
Yeah, you are.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, to me, tennis. Yeah, you. I think it's we're both very lucky that like just a few days of us actually, you know, working out still, even in our 30s, we can get back into it pretty quickly. I'll be curious to see how that feels in the 40s and 50s and 60s. But I think, you know, one thing just I'll say, you know, for all the ladies out there, and I know this doesn't just apply for women, it definitely applies for males too, is like, I finally am feeling like, you know what, my body, I love it. Who cares?
I love it.
Thank you. But I feel like, you know, like when you're younger as a woman, even if you have like the perfect body, you're still very critical of it in your own mind, right? And I feel like, wow, what a waste of time. How sad, you know, like when, especially at the time where you are like the most fit in your whole life, you know, you like your body's at its peak,
yeah,
you know, in terms of like metabolism and stuff like that. Like, it's yeah. really like right there. And even during that time, you're still like wasting so much time feeling bad about yourself and picking things.
Do you think that's something that you just carry on no matter what when you get older? Because I know some people like do that. Or do you think we were right when we said, like, as you get older, you kind of put on the blinders to what you need to? Or does it just differentiate based on who that person is?
Yeah, it does. I think it's probably really subjective, but I think that there's got to be a moment in your life as you're aging where you're like, you know what, I'm going to give that concern up now. Like, I'm like,
I like to think so.
I'm going to stop worrying about that a little bit more, because really there's so many other things that I could be worrying about, you know? Yeah. Like,
well, and the Real Housewives of the OC or Beverly Hills would disagree with you on that.
That's true.
You know?
I know. Well, and there's an obsession of youth in our culture, I think, in terms of, you know, what people should look like. And that's definitely having a huge effect on even young people. I mean, people at like 19 years old are getting Botox. It's like, whoa, what are you going to be like when you're 40? You know, like, are you gonna have to keep that up the whole time? Like, what is this? This is super weird. But there's that obsession of like, even just a little wrinkle, like, who cares really?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, but you know, it depends on your industry. It depends on what you actually prioritize. And it really does. It does have a lot to do with the, you know, type of content that you consume, you know, like if that's something that you're concerned with and you're constantly surrounding yourself with content and other people who are so concerned about their exterior,
like the Kardashians.
Yeah. Then it's like, well, yeah, of course you're going to care a lot more about it because that's all you're hearing. But if you're all of a sudden not, you're only listening to people who like literally could care less about what they look like, and they're more concerned about other, like, maybe more cerebral tasks or solving problems and stuff, then it's gonna kind of like go to the side and you're not really gonna care that much about it.
Yeah.
But you know, it depends. And you know, as you get older, you kind of have to, you either have to like start being okay with yourself, or like fixing things in order to get to be okay with yourself. You know,
That sounds like a tough duty.
It does. Well, things change too as you get older. I mean, like, we haven't had kids yet, but you know, there are people at our age, a lot of people at our age who are having kids. That's a huge game changer for people, okay, in their life.
Yeah, dude. I just watched like a movie about what that's like, and I was not excited about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one key characteristic. Like, once you have a kid, dude,
that's your
who
life.
You were in your 20s completely has to change because your priorities shift and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think, you know, getting older, it's got its pros. It's got its cons. I mean, what the cons to me are mainly physical.
Yeah.
I would say
I miss
the cons.
My metabolism a lot.
I know.
It was fun. Did you know in high school, my mom used to make me like 12 hard boiled eggs. So I would like gain weight for football.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They were really yummy for lunch, but I can't even try right now.
Man, I miss the days where, like you had to try to gain weight. Like, what was that?
Like, I grabbed tortillas yesterday and I was like, oh, let's have some burritos. And I looked at the tortilla. It was like 150 calories just for the damn tortilla. You know, like, what the hell am I doing? It's I can't crazy. Afford this in my belly.
Oh, it's crazy. When I was getting recruited for softball, every single coach was like, we're going to have to put at least 50 pounds on you. I'm like, wait, what?
50 pounds.
Like, that's crazy of muscle. And I'm like, oh, okay, no thanks. You know, I'd rather just be myself.
I wish I did a little bit more muscle workout, but, you know, I don't really like doing it. It really would have to be like, oh, there's some dumbbells on the floor. I'll pick them up and move them around for 20 seconds.
Well, I will say also, you know, besides the fact of just like physical limitations, you know, like with metabolism, I will say, like, for you, I get nervous every time you go on a skateboard and you start doing tricks because the recovery time.
Oh, it's so bad.
For an injury is longer.
It just hurts so bad. Yeah. I went skateboarding not too long ago and I fell. And I didn't think it was that bad. And I was so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this is my new exercise for life. Like, I'm going to be skinny forever because I'm just having the most fun ever. And then I hurt my elbow. And then I realized that's my past life. Yeah. No more, senor. No more. It's time for you to go and, I don't know, do your 10 push-ups every week.
Yeah,
like, how pathetic is it? It's like a job.
It's funny, though. But I would say that maybe, you know, those are the cons. What would you say like are more of the pros in general?
It's hard. I will say sometimes it is hard. I will say that as you get older, time can be like a really big benefit in getting you the resources you need to achieve your dreams. So if you prioritize, you know, working and reinvesting those resources and focusing on what's most important to you, you are able to have more resources by being older, if you did that in the past, to be able to go after larger opportunities. And I do feel like at this point in life, I'm pretty grateful and excited that we do have the ability to kind of put our interest and resources into things that we find may be beneficial or interesting or impactful.
Mm.
And I remember when we, like, it seems like it wasn't even that long ago, but we were 24. Oh my gosh, it was 10 years ago. Grandpa Juan back in the building 10 years ago. And we were like, I only had like a very little money in the bank account, and you had very little, but we combined it and we calculated it to be what, like 2 years of living in Nicaragua in very cheap conditions. And we were trying to do something with very little.
Yeah.
And now I feel like, you know, we could actually, like, if we were to try to do something like that again, we would have the resources and ability to be there for a longer period of time and maybe go after an idea that may take a little bit longer for it to come to fruition.
Mm.
And or we could use more of our resources to fast forward it, you know, and make it go faster. On the other side of things, I don't really want to live in some of those places that we lived when we were living in Nicaragua now that I'm older. But I don't need to live in a freaking fancy pantsy place.
That's something that we did bring up a lot of times when we did talks about life out of the box, mm-hmm. especially to college students.
Yeah.
And if we ever did, we only did a few, but we did a few talks at some middle schools and some high schools. And we definitely always brought that up too. But especially with college students, we said, now's the time to not go to Paris. Now's the time to go to Nicaragua. Now's the time to go to places that when you are older 10 years from now and you have more money, you will be able to appreciate and enjoy Paris a little bit more. And you probably won't be so inclined to go live in the like $5 a night hostel in, you know, Central America. So go now because otherwise you're going to miss out on that. Like, you're not going to, like, what else is going to bring you there?
Yeah.
Really? You know, you're not going to want to necessarily do exactly the same things that you do now.
We used to stay in like real hostels where it's like one room and bunk beds and, you know, 20 people in there, and you lock your stuff in a little box next to your bed.
Yeah.
I don't remember the last time we did that, and I don't know the next time we will do that.
Yeah,
you know?
It'll probably be some weird situation if that has to happen.
It would be a forced situation.
Yeah.
Like, damn it, you booked our room or something happened. And it's like, all right, one night. This ain't happening. I can tell you. It's not going to happen.
No,
you know?
It's not.
But that is a weird thing because, like, we did talk about our standards and how they're kind of going up a little bit more. But I definitely don't need to be in a fancy mansion with a butler whipping my booty hoe. That was probably a little bit too much.
Very graphic.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to be served watermelon in bed. You know, I do want to be able to wake up. I want some AC sometimes.
There's comfort.
Sometimes I don't want AC. It depends on the whole environment and all that. But I want to be able to, I mean, to me, the like most important thing is being able to go out and about. If I'm in a room, it's more important for me to be able to get out there, and whether it's in a city and experience the city life, or if it's in nature, go experience nature. Like, that's the most important part to me.
For sure. Yeah. Well, there is kind of a joy in life to like being able to climb up in terms of your standards, right?
I would say in general, life has been getting better and better with each year. So that would be a pro, right?
Yeah, exactly. I would say like one of the unfortunate things too is like when you're young, there's this like for a large majority of people, there's this like this almost debilitating fear of failing. Like, no, I can't fail. I can't be seen as like I'm failing. But dude, you're so young. And like, now's the time to fail. Because I think that's one of the pros of being younger is that you have way more, you can fail and you can get back up way easier.
Can't you still get back up if you're older too, though?
I do think that you can, but I think it gets harder and harder and harder.
What do you mean?
In terms of massive failures, like if you like, it, like say you started a business and it grew and grew and grew, and then all of a sudden bang, bust, like just completely went bankrupt and gone. If you're 21 years old, dude, you're like, girl, you're gonna go. Like, it's not like no one's doubting the fact that you may or may not succeed again in the future.
Now,
if that happens when you are 55 years old, that kind of gets a little bit, you know, we're not in that category of 55
we're not
years
there
old
yet, yeah.
But I think that's kind of why we talk a lot about failure is we embrace that because we are still young enough to make big mistakes and learn from them and move forward and keep moving up.
Absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
So I think that is something as you get older, you have a little less time to kind of figure out how to get back up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but when you're young, I mean, don't be, that's why we're like, dude, like it's same thing as traveling. Now's the time to experiment and fail.
Yeah.
Like, why would you wait to experiment and fail when you have more money?
Mm.
Well, you just should do it. There's no requirement that you need a certain amount of money, right?
Well, it depends on the business itself, but typically if you are going for something that's going to require a lot of money, you can, or it is an option if it's something really good that you can find investors and make it happen, you know?
Yeah, very true.
But it all depends. But I would say, yeah, the whole entrepreneurship being young or older, I still like to think like, you know, older individuals can, it just depends on what is the business you're trying to develop and like
for
how
sure.
long will it come into fruition?
Oh,
are you
going to
be
sure.
like an entrepreneur that's focusing on participating in a hobby that they really enjoy or enjoying their work, or, you know, what is the reason why you're doing it? We always go to motives, but.
Yeah, we do. But I think that entrepreneurship and success, I mean, we've talked about this a lot, is really connected in terms of timing of it. And that mm-hmm. doesn't necessarily mean timing of your age, of the founder's age. It's really
right.
timing in the market, timing of
yes,
consumers
exactly.
and stuff like that. So you could be in your like late 40s and you've been working for someone, then all of a sudden something turns on and you leave it and it, boom, that's your moment. Like that's the thing. And that's, I love that about life. And I think that just to kind of bring it full circle to what you said at the very beginning was like, really age is how you perceive it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your age, there are physical limitations that occur over time because your body is like, you know, there's gravity, there's a lot of other things, you know, things that you're putting in your body over time and stuff like that. But in terms of one's capabilities, that's kind of only limited by your own perspective of age.
Yeah, I think that you kind of hit it dead on when you said that the worst things about getting older are physical.
Yeah.
You know, there's the fact that, I don't know, I'm not going to be able to run as fast as I used to run.
Yeah.
I might be able to slam dunk a basketball, you know.
I think you can.
You know, boo. And, but that's going to take a lot of work.
It's
a lot
true.
Easier, you know?
Well, I mean, you also think about like, if I would have, instead of playing basketball, volleyball, and softball in high school, and I only picked one, and maybe that one was tennis, I would be really good right now.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
You would be.
And now I'm doing that later on in life, and I don't really expect to dedicate the time and effort it takes to be really good at it, but it's fun.
Well, we remind ourselves when we're playing, the whole point of playing is not to win, not to, you know, like get the best shot in. It's actually to be exhausted as hell.
Yeah.
By
the it's
end
the
of
workout
it, you know?
Of it. Yeah, for sure.
You have to remember that. And
it's true.
I don't know if that's a pro or a con, but can you think of any bad things about getting older that aren't physical? You know, or can you think of anything that's good about getting older that is physical? You know, those are really tough, actually.
That is tough.
I mean, I definitely don't look as good as I used to.
I'm glad
I got you right when I got you, and then it kind of just...
I could not disagree with that more.
Well, I looked at my UK British passport because I just got it resubmitted, and I was like, this photo here, this one's how I got you. This photo that we're taking right now, this is how I keep you. And I did pretty good. I put on a little bow tie, for, you know, looking a little Brit. I think I'll keep you with it. You know, I got another, like, what is it, like 10 years of a passport. I don't know what the third edition of that photo is going to be titled, but yeah, that it is kind of weird. So anything non-physical that would be considered a negative thing, that's an interesting one. Cause I do feel like we get more intelligent. Maybe is there any like spiritual aspects to it? I mean, I do feel like I'm more comfortable with like meditating, you know, and like being able to like find that kind of peace and calm. I never would have thought about doing that when I was younger, but I don't know if that was because it wasn't really a trendy thing back then.
Yeah.
It probably was,
yeah.
But I'm not like a hippie dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I do think like as you grow older, there are things that in your life that could change you for the worse, right? Like, I mean, certain relationships that you get into that maybe are really toxic that you can't get out of or, you know, there are just things that like happen over time, the longer you're living that could either go bad or could go really well, you know, like go one or the other. So I would say, you know, and like in terms of like positive things as you get older that, you know, when you're physical, I do feel like there's more of an acceptance. I mean, in loving yourself, I mean, like I don't know, maybe that's really subjective and that's not applicable for everyone. But I mean, I was just watching the this documentary about Audrey Hepburn. Mm-hmm. And Audrey Hepburn has always been one of my absolute favorite people. And really just to see who she became, like where she started from, like in World War II as like a child who was starving on the streets, mm-hmm. and basically got saved by UNICEF,
yeah.
you know, and then to go and become this like amazing actress, hated the fame, like was really trying to avoid it and like all that stuff. And then when she got older, she was the ambassador of UNICEF and she was going around and like couldn't believe that there are so many kids who are still starving in this world, even though there's not a world war going on.
Mm-hmm.
And she really dedicated her whole entire life up until the day she died,
wow.
to those kids. And you're just like, holy crap, you were the most beautiful, most famous, you know, actress at the end of the golden age of Hollywood, you mm-hmm. know, with Paramount and amazing. And all she wanted to do at the end of her life was nothing to do with that. Like really just harnessed her fame to just bring attention to these things that were going on in the world. And wow. that to her core when she was a child was like so affected her and who she was that she really, you know, tried to take that challenging time of her life when she was a kid and then tried to like make beauty and love, you know, like spread love around the world in places that really needed it. So
it's a pretty good legacy.
It's amazing. But like, who would have thought, like you think about today, you know, all the famous people, everyone wants to be famous.
Yeah.
She didn't want to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
She got to the point where she was like, I just want privacy and I just want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. That's just that maybe that was a time like that isn't going to happen anymore. Like, I just don't know. I mean, famous people love being famous.
Yeah.
And everyone who's not famous wants to be famous. Mm. But I just think that there was something really,
I don't want to be famous.
I don't either. I have no desire, but I think that her as an actress was one thing,
mm-hmm.
but her as that ambassador for UNICEF, that to me is amazing. Like that's her finding her calling at such a later time in her age.
Yeah.
You know, in her life.
It's
so
weird because I'd almost use the term like maturity, but that's at such a late point in life, you're like, it's not maturity because like that's an older realization, you know, like there yeah. should be another term for like your third understanding of oneself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. There's pros and cons of getting older, guys. And I just would say like there's nothing wrong with getting older. I mean,
yeah.
I think we should all be very grateful to be able to be older because I mean, what, like 100 years ago, the like average yeah. lifespan of a human was like 35. So like, hey,
I'm almost there.
And like if I could live to being like, you know, 70 or 80, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty
you
crazy.
You know, like so that's a really huge full life that how privileged we are to be able to do that in this time in the world if we have mm-hmm. modern medicine and everything kind of goes right. And obviously we don't get to choose when our time is up here, but I think that's why I like to celebrate every year that passes by and I'm not scared of it. It's like
yeah.
this is, I mean, I feel grateful for every year that goes by. So
I definitely feel very grateful. I'm appreciative of my age. I'll keep working out on my push-ups. And I'll try to figure it out. And I'll try to eat more salads.
It is kind of weird how you do have to, like, I swear, anyone who's listening to this in their late 20s, just, like, hear us out. Like, it really was, like, I feel like 33. It was like, oh, man, all of a sudden, I got to really kind of, I got to watch it. I got to watch
like it
what I
happened.
Eat a little bit. And I got to make sure I move a lot. The yeah. thing is like, move, as long as you move more, that's great. I mean, if you're sitting in front of the computer all day, just make sure you have, like, at least an hour where you're freaking moving, you know? Like,
yeah.
we talk about this all the time when we're traveling. We don't have to
just
worry about it
everywhere
because we walk all the time. We don't have a car.
Is walking enough?
Walking can be
it
enough.
Can
yeah.
be. I don't know.
Well, I think after a certain age, you got to kind of be careful about like your joints and stuff like that. If you're like,
oh,
really
can't wait for that part.
I know. Stay tuned
yeah.
for Quinn and John discussing age in their 40s.
Yeah,
who knows what the world will be like when that.
Yeah. So I will say I'm grateful that I'm older. I'm grateful that I'm older with you and we're going to grow old together.
Yes.
And I'll just try to continually trick you into thinking that my physical body is at the top tier.
You're so ridiculous. I love you.
I
think that we both love getting older, and I hope that you all do too. You have a great you know, perspective on your life. No matter how old you are, you can do whatever you want to do
yeah.
in this world. So.
Yeah. We're still young at heart. We'll
That's
keep
the
it
key.
That way.
Stay young at heart, my friends. And we look forward to talking to you tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Adios.
Discovery Houston Press to ATO.
But it doesn't make any sense.
enjoyed this journey through sound.